Chapter 48. A week later, Adeline returned to Shen Foto in East Palo Alto. Her new identity was waiting for her. As far as she could tell, everything checked out. It was a big piece in the puzzle that was the next 19 years, until the moment she would place herself in that Absalom machine to travel back here to 2008. Adeline set up an investment account at E-Trade. She remembered the broad strokes of the global financial crisis that was just starting to unfold, and even recalled some of the key dates. She took bearish positions on firms she knew would collapse. She felt a bit guilty about betting against the companies, but she found absolution in the idea that this had already happened, and that the money she would make would ensure the future was possible. The profits from the E-Trade account would fund San Andreas Capital, which would fund various startups and eventually Absalom, and her trip to the past. With her E-Trade account, she could short stocks and buy puts, but she wanted to go further. She needed more leveraged investments to increase her returns. She found a small brokerage firm in San Francisco that was willing to allow her to buy credit default swaps for mortgage-backed securities issued by companies she knew were on the verge of collapse. While she was buying up the troubled assets, she watched as officials from those companies appeared on TV, insisting that their portfolios of subprime mortgages were simply facing a stress test and were fine. They were not fine. And the credit default swaps backing their securities might not have been fine either, if not for the Federal Reserve, which stepped in and essentially guaranteed them in order to restore confidence in the financial system. Over the course of a year, Adeline turned a few thousand dollars into tens of millions. Not enough to draw too much attention, but enough to do what she needed to do. It was a nice nest egg to grow, and it would grow to be all the money she needed to create the future. As the year progressed, it wasn't the growth in her brokerage account that interested her. It was a thing she hadn't expected. How close she became with her mother. 3 times a week, she joined her in class. She also began coming to her mother's office after class to help prepare for future lectures and grade papers. In a sense, it was the thing Adeline had most wanted in life, a second chance to be with her mother, as a young adult, almost as peers, sharing an experience that was special to both of them. Adeline knew it couldn't last. For that reason, she savored every second. They were eating Chinese takeout in her mother's office, grading finals, when her mother said, "What are your plans for the summer?"
"I'm not sure. I know I have to move. My sublet is up."
"Are you staying in the area?"
"Planning on it. Why?"
"Well, I'm actually looking for some help around the house. I don't know if I mentioned it, but my husband is a postdoc in the physics department. He's gotten a job for the summer in Geneva, at CERN. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They're building this massive machine called the Large Hadron Collider. Have you heard of it?"
Adeline smiled. "I have."
"Well, Sam is nuts over it. So is his friend, Elliot. He's been working on the project and has gotten Sam a job there this summer. It's supposed to start up on September 10th, and Elliot wants Sam to be there. This is like the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls for them. Sort of geeky, but it's also sort of adorable. Their entire community has been working on this machine for a decade. It's a big deal."
"I'm sure. So Sam will be gone all summer?"
"He will." Adeline knew that her mother would die in approximately 12 years. She also knew she would have to leave her life at some point before she began to look like the girl she grew up to be, for her mother's sake and especially her father's sake. In fact, to be on the safe side, Adeline had decided not to come into contact with her father until she completed the other change she knew she had to make to be Danielle, cosmetic surgery. She knew that her younger self would not meet Danielle Danarose until she was 11, when Danielle was 30 years old. But it wasn't just the age difference that separated their appearances. She now knew that Danielle had slightly altered her face to ensure that no one recognized her. Adeline would have to go in for surgery at some point. She probably should have done it upon arriving in the past, but she didn't know then what she knew now. Such was the time traveler's burden. Adeline returned her focus to the present and her mother's request,
Well, I'd be happy to help.
Thank you. We'll be busy. I'm teaching summer school.
I agreed to do it before I knew I was pregnant. And there's still a lot to do around the house.
We'll get it done.
Sam has promised to be back by the due date, September 17th. The LHC is slated to start up on September 10th, so that should be plenty of time. Adeline simply smiled. She knew that the LHC would indeed start up on September 10th, and her birthday was September 8th. She marveled that history was funny that way. What your parents tell you about the past is sometimes a heavily edited version, and there was still room for surprises.